I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Running back David Montgomery is ready to be the lead back again now that he's a member of the Houston Texans. During his introductory press conference on Friday, he said he's not going to explain what he can or can't do on the field. Instead, he's going to, quote, show it. Elsewhere, the Eagles have agreed to terms on a one-year deal with tight end Dallas Goedert, according to NFL Network insiders Mike Garofolo and Ian Rappaport. This comes after Goedert agreed to push back the void date on his contract before hitting free agency twice. Plus, the Giants have signed wide receiver Darnell Mooney to a one-year deal worth up to $10 million, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. And the Chargers have locked in their backup quarterback, signing Trey Lance to a one-year deal. This will be his second season backing up Justin Herbert in Los Angeles. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Hearing loss makes it hard to stay connected over the phone. Now, a new caption telephone, CapTel, shows captions of everything a caller says. It's like closed captions for TV, but for phone calls. It's helping people nationwide reconnect to family and friends. Best of all, CapTel is available at no cost to people with hearing loss. Shipping and installation are free. Struggling with hearing loss? Call now to see if you qualify for a no-cost CapTel phone. Call 800-375-1175. That's 800-375-1175.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.com.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Allegretto Vineyard Resort invites you to experience the flavors of Campania, a vibrant region in southern Italy known for its coastal cuisine and bold Mediterranean flavors. The culinary tour of Italy features regionally inspired dishes from a cornetta with mozzarella and porchetta to linguine with clams, white wine, lemon, and grilled focaccia at lunch. Savor dishes like crudo di pesca with fresh amberjack. Complete the experience by adding wine from Campania. Reserve your table at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years with the best prices and the best selection, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. From Levi's to Carhartt, all your camping supplies, including sleeping bags, backpacks, and much more, boots for every lifestyle, and whether it's ranch, contractor, or casual, they've got you covered head to toe. D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. Gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. Celebrating 55 years, D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, March 16th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
West Paso Robles officially approved as a FireWise community. Inmate dies at the San Luis Obispo County Jail. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today, highs in the mid-80s. It's 51 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The city of Paso Robles has announced that a segment of the west side of Paso Robles has officially been approved as a FireWise USA community, marking it as the first FireWise designation within the city. FireWise USA is a national program that recognizes communities actively working to reduce wildfire risk. Participation helps communities organize around wildfire preparedness while strengthening partnerships between residents and fire agencies, according to the city. The city says regulations require insurance companies to recognize FireWise designated communities and provide potential insurance discounts to properties located in those communities. The boundaries of the West Pass Robles FireWise community include all properties located west of Vine Street from 1st Street to 24th Street. While additional work remains, the FireWise designation represents a significant milestone in strengthening wildfire preparedness within the city. The San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's Office has released details of a reported inmate death in the county jail. The inmate, 48-year-old Trinidad Castilleja of San Luis Obispo, he was pronounced dead on Saturday 14th at approximately 8:59 p.m. The sheriff's office says medication was being dispensed to incarcerated persons at the county jail, and they recognized that Castilleja was in medical distress. Custody and nursing staff immediately attempted to render medical and CPR to Castilleja until paramedics arrived. The sheriff's office says Castilleja was arrested on December 18, 2024, and had been in custody on three separate cases. Two cases were resolved, and he was pending sentencing on a third at the time of his death. Castilleja, according to the sheriff's office, had a long history of being booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail with more than 24 such occurrences since 1998. The cause of death is unknown, and no foul play is expected. One arrested, dozen citations for St. Patrick's Day activities in San Luis Obispo. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Over 11,000 students celebrated St. Patrick's Day this weekend for Cal Poly's second annual Morning on the Green Music Festival. The festival kicked off at about 4 a.m. and is put on officially by Cal Poly to keep parties off the residential streets of San Luis Obispo. Law enforcement remained in the residential area to ensure there were no unruly gatherings. For the most part, officials say that things were quiet this weekend, as a majority of foot traffic went to campus early on. The city also said there were no attempts at gathering in the streets and neighborhoods, unlike previous years. Police reported there were some noise violations and issues cited, with one arrest being made for assault in downtown San Luis Obispo. The safety enhancement zone for San Luis Obispo will continue to remain in effect through March 17th. The city of Atascadero announced they'll be holding the next Coffee with the Planner series this week. On March 19th at 9 a.m., join Atascadero City Planners at Malibu Brew Coffee to discuss this month's topics: the 2045 General Plan, Zoning Code Update, and Associated Draft Environmental Impact Report. These informal sessions allow staff to hear from community members on Planning Division topics. City says the Planning Division is continuing to make progress on the 2045 General Plan Update and are in the environmental review state. The 2026 Annual Ladies Conference will be this weekend, March 20th and the 21st, at the Colony Park Community Center in Atascadero. The Ladies Conference is a ticketed event for women of faith to hear from speakers, listen to live music, and enjoy coffee, tea, dessert, and a catered luncheon on Saturday with linen-draped tables with beautiful decor. Speakers this year are a mother-daughter team of Brooke Andrews and Denise Wendorf. Denise is the Director of Women and Community at the River Church, South Bay, in Palos Verdes, California. Brooke Andrews is a passionate student and teacher on the words and ways of Jesus, and has also served on the River Church of South Bay for more than 16 years. For tickets and more information, you can visit ladiesconference.com. In sports for the NBA yesterday, The Kings beat the Jazz 116-111. The Knicks over the Warriors 110-107. The 76ers beat the Trailblazers 109-103. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Spurs. The Lakers will go against the Rockets. The Wizards will face the Warriors. And the Mavericks will go against the Celtics. In California news, U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright has directed Sable Offshore Corporation to resume oil operations off Santa Barbara's coast. The unit includes three rigs and federal waters, offshore and onshore pipelines, and the Las Flores Canyon Processing Facility. Governor Gavin Newsom condemned this move, saying the Trump administration and Sable are defying multiple court orders, and they expect to see them back in court. A heat wave is set to hit California this week, as record high temperatures will be seen throughout the state. Some areas will reach as high as 95 degrees. Officials are urging residents to drink plenty of water, take breaks in the shade, and limit outdoor activities if possible. An investigation that began in the summer of 2025 led to the execution of search warrants in over 25 locations in multiple counties. The operation focused on taking down a large-scale drug trafficking network, operating primarily out of Sacramento and Placer counties. 17 suspects were arrested and transported to the Placer County Jail. Local News was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. What does it take to grow a business in production agriculture in today's farm economy? One strategy is to try to build vertically, capturing more of the value of what you produce. That's the approach Glenn Elzinga has taken with Alder Spring Ranch in Idaho. He says for him, it's all about stacking agricultural enterprises.
When most people in agriculture say, hey, kid, I'd really like to expand and offer you an opportunity to stay, but we can't afford another ranch, or we can't afford another farm. We can't go horizontal and spread our acreage influence out. But instead, I would submit to your listeners to say, hey, how can we stack enterprises here? How can we get this land to be more productive so that we can stack new enterprises on top of each other? You know, so that, yes, we can have the hay, we can have the grazing, but we can also have a direct market. So what did we do to become price makers instead of takers? And it was just building relationship with one person at a time. And it was a lot of work, but it was a slow drip, drip progression to give us complete market control. And now every one of our animals, we run about 250 mama cows, and every one of those calves we take to grass-fed finish and we sell online.
You can see how Glenn is marketing online at his website, alderspring.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin Oxner with Oxner Land and Cattle in Kersey, Colorado. On March 21st, we'll be offering a powerful set of performance-oriented limousine and limflex bulls and heifers, including our National Western Stock Show Champion Penna 3. These cattle are designed to complement British-based cow herds, and they all sell with genomically enhanced EPDs, PAP scores, and a first-season breeding guarantee. Learn more at ocattle.com and join us Saturday, March 21st, in person or on dvauction.com.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional event happening March 25th through the 27th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Tulare, Los Angeles, and Sacramento locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from construction equipment and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. Again, that's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
K KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Last month, the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation announced a preliminary water allocation of just 15% of their contract total for Central Valley Project water users south of the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. While the allocation could yet increase, Fresno County farmer Dan Arotabir said the low initial allocation has complicated spring planting decisions. We hope the allocation will continue to climb, but there's no assurance, so we have to kind of blindly plan out how our spring will completely look when we're finished. He said that this puts us in jeopardy going forward about how much we can farm. It's not just surface water delivery that's lighter. We also have groundwater management, and those two together can cap out our supplies without any sense that the number will go higher. The San Joaquin Valley grower said he was prepping his ground to plant processing tomatoes. He also grows almonds, pistachios, garlic, and other crops. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports that there is a traffic hazard on the US 101 South in Templeton, just at the Main Street off-ramp. CHP says that a male subject on a bike is yelling at vehicles at the off-ramp, and CHP currently has a unit at the sign. Again, CHP reports there is a traffic hazard on the US 101 South near the Main Street off-ramp in Templeton. A male subject on a bike with a dog is yelling at vehicles. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday. Low 90s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, mid-80s Saturday and Sunday, 80 a week from today. Currently, it is 52 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Oil is down this morning, the price of crude declining 4% and $4 a barrel. However, the price at the gas pump is up 2 cents today. Wall Street likes the news about oil. Stocks are surging. The Dow Jones Industrials up more than 320 points, though earlier the Dow had been up more than 500. The NASDAQ is up over 200 points, and the S&P 500 is up about 60. Bitcoin also riding the wave of good vibes on the street, up 4%. Nebius agreeing to a five-year deal worth about $27 billion to supply AI infrastructure capacity to Meta, and the Postal Service is facing a severe financial crisis. The Postmaster General will tell Congress tomorrow it will run out of cash in less than 12 months. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Frank Lanza. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at OnTimePlumbingPro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
Red Scooter Deli, they've been serving you fresh food for over 16 years. They are located in downtown and also on 6th Street next to the Pet Department. Don't forget to use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount. You can order online or in person. And again, you know the locations. Go to redscooterdeli.com or call 805-237-1780. They're open daily 6:30 till 4.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. The subject of today's story was not a major figure in the Old West, but in a small way, he made his contribution by becoming famous for coining a phrase used by robbers even today. As a young man, Bill Miner tried his hand at mining gold in California and later had a small delivery service in San Diego. not doing well at either, he started looking for some easy money. So Bill robbed his first stage. Not being a success at this either, he was arrested and sentenced to 15 years in San Quentin. While in San Quentin, Bill Miner got religion and was released after serving 10 years. Moving to Colorado, Bill left his religion behind. He robbed a number of trains and stagecoaches until he was captured and imprisoned. A jailbreak was followed by some robberies and another arrest. This time, he was sentenced to a 25-year term in San Quentin. Again, Bill Miner got religion and was released after serving 10 years. A trip to Georgia for contributions from various trains and banks got him arrested again. This time he was sentenced to a life term. The religion ploy having run its course, Bill went back to the escape route. But he wasn't any more successful at this activity than any other in which he engaged. He tried escaping three times, only to be captured and brought back to prison. Finally, in 1913, Bill Miner died in his cell. Now, the phrase that Bill Miner coined that is used today took place on March 18, 1881. During a stagecoach robbery, Bill made sure the passengers didn't go for their guns by telling them, "Hands up!" This was the first time this phrase was used. Later, robbers varied the phrase by telling their victims, "Hold your hands up," which later identified their activity as a holdup. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Local
local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The City of Paso Robles has announced that a segment of the west side of Paso Robles has officially been approved as a Firewise USA community, marking it as the first Firewise destination within the city. The designation recognizes the active work to reduce wildfire risks and provides potential insurance discounts to properties located in the area. The designation includes all properties located west of Vine Street from 1st Street to 24th Street. The 2024 Annual Ladies Conference will be this weekend, March 20th and the 21st, at the Colony Park Community Center in Atascadero. The Ladies Conference is a ticketed event for women of faith to hear from speakers, listen to live music, and enjoy coffee, tea, dessert, and a catered lunch on Saturday on linen-draped tables with beautiful decor. Speakers this year are a mother-daughter duo of Brooke Andrews and Denise Wendorf. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt on Fox and Friends describing how the U.S. military is destroying Iran's firepower.
We are completely annihilating their Navy, and their ballistic missile and drone strikes against the United States are down 95%.
President Trump wants allies to join a coalition to keep oil tankers safe as they pass through the Strait of Hormuz.
I think the president is absolutely right to call on these countries to do more.
Wall Street Journal reporting the president will reveal which nations will join the group. Old man winter ravaging upper Michigan.
These blizzard conditions off of Lake Superior in the upper peninsula in Marquette. We have blowing snow, 50 mile an hour plus winds that could get up to 75 miles per hour. Whiteout conditions.
That's Fox Weather's Robert Ray in the thick of it in Upper Michigan. America's listening to Fox News.
We asked Nick Madera, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the SALT limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Madera, CPA, 805-466-7249.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 National Design Awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
38 years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Kerberil and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Alrighty, plenty of sunshine, that 35% chance of light rain. That has gone off the board here. Mid-80s, clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s, and we'll hit low 90s for your Tuesday. Also, low 90s for your Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, then back to mid-80s on Saturday. Sunday, mid-80s, upper 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 7. Up and down, 7:13 a.m., 7:12 p.m. We're at 54 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like those doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon here on The Right Choice, KPRL, you've heard of the Westminster Dog Show that takes place in New York. It's been going on for a long time. Well, we have a local lady whose dog came in first, Tina Price. She is also the owner of Steam Pup on Spring Street. She'll be talking with us this afternoon. It's quite an award, quite an achievement, and we'll find out all about it. Susanna is on maternity leave. She had a baby girl two Wednesdays ago, and I have a special that has to do with something that had a great influence not only for the United States but around the world, the Manhattan Project, all about it. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text, 238-KPRL. Change the subject at any time, even within the same conversation, which is sometimes beg
no
for it.
April rain, no fly.
Well, the Morning Exchange, that's three. All right, let's see, whatever may be on your minds. Let's say I got on the text. This is from last hour. You need to look into a Superbox. It's fun streaming TV. Chris, have you heard of a Superbox?
You know, I think Anne has one, actually. I think she recently just got one.
Yes, she did. And it was recommended to me as well because I am still, I have been for several years, trying to get out of direct because it costs too much money. However, I have done a little bit of search on Superboxes, and they sound great. You buy it, and that's it. However, Superboxes devices exist in a legal gray area. While the Android hardware itself is not illegal, it is designed to easily stream copyrighted, unlicensed content via third-party apps. Using the Superbox to watch premium content without subscription is generally considered copyright infringement, posing risk of legal action. Okay. Now, this Android box is similar to a Fire Stick or Smart TV and is legal to own.
The legality issues stems from the pre-installed apps like Blue TV and VOD that stream live TV and movies without proper licensing. All right. Users on Reddit discuss how using these boxes, especially for pirated content, can lead to security issues, with some users reporting attacks and other acknowledging it as a privacy, according to the forum, whatever this discussion is. Anyway, Superbox, the company claims, generally position itself as a legal third-party app Android box, but that are frequently scrutinized, with major retailers like Amazon and Walmart having pulled similar devices in the past. So, this is what John Whitford told me as well, because when I heard about it, and I thought, okay, it's the old, is it too good to be true? With the, you know, the streaming, whatever, the people that are getting folks to buy into, whatever it is, would they be happy with this, and wouldn't there be a legal fight? Well, that may be coming, so I guess if you don't get caught, you don't get caught. I don't know. All right, but anyway, thank you for that. Let me see here. If you have good internet service out there, it's basically free TV. You can watch any sports game you want. Well, our internet service is okay. It's not great, again, because where we live, just like the phone service. So, anyway, there you go on a couple of things out there. Alrighty, so... I brought this up a couple of weeks ago because it was not only a national survey, but also a California survey on teachers wanting to retire. And there's going to be supposedly quite a few in the next 10 years, about 40 and 49. And some are going to age out, but there's others that don't want to stay in the profession. And others, as we know, there's a shortage of teachers. And one of the things, particularly here in California, is the teachers don't like the lack of discipline in the schools anymore. The older teachers, let's see here. Oh, what was this? Progressive discipline has emerged over the years, tying up the workday. Okay, the lack of discipline in schools, inability to hold kids accountable. There are so many factors that prevent me from doing my job, says one teacher. The lack of discipline and support for teachers to enforce standards, and that is lack of support from the administrative staff and behavioral issues could be, I've heard that for quite a few years now from teachers from different parts of the county, on the lack of support from the administrative staff on these issues. And part of it is, at least again from what I've been told, there is always the threat from the parent, and that's usually a legal threat, is, well, you better, whatever, you know, because my kid's perfect. My kid's perfect. Many parents, they don't support the whatever, if any, negative punishment for the student who was acting out or misbehaving. So this is also part of the issue. And as some of the older teachers have said, and boy, what a surprise this is, we have been coddling our kids. How many of you can remember going back to the beginning of whenever it was, I forget the years, of the not keeping track of the score. And, you know, some other things along those lines. Everybody gets a trophy, those type of things. So many of these teachers have noticed this, and it has had an impact on what goes on at school. How terrible. Okay? And that the values aren't being taught at home. Teachers used to reinforce the values that you would learn at home And chances are, if you got into trouble at school, your parents were going to be ticked because they were all on the same sheet of music, as one teacher said. Well, that's true. How many of you, and I'm sure some of you, probably had the call to your parents at home from something that you did at school, and your parents were defending you? Probably not. You know, teachers got enough to do. Last thing they want to do is have to deal with something extra, calling a parent and, you know, dealing with your knucklehead. So anyway, this is continuing to fester, particularly in the state of California. Now, if you go to some other states, maybe not as bad, because as we know, for years, Mississippi was kind of the brunt of joke of education around the country, and maybe West Virginia also. Well, Mississippi ranks better now than California. Mississippi ranks higher than California in their achievement at school because they decided to, I guess, lay the law down or the letter down or the hammer down, whatever, but something's down, and they're doing very well. Now, in Tennessee, lawmakers, they're taking a stand against the misuse of taxpayer dollars in public education. A bill has advanced out from a committee divided mostly along party lines. The proposal is scheduled to be heard coming up, well, today. And what this measure now would require public and charter school officials is to verify students' immigration status at enrollment and report the results to the state. The proposal originally empowered school officials to deny enrollment to students who could not prove lawful presence in the United States or to charge their families tuition. So we will see what happens to this. And this proposal presents the bare minimum in addressing the longstanding injustices, yet it falls short of what is truly needed, according to those on both sides. So we will see what happens in the state of Tennessee, and as in many instances, these things pick up momentum in other parts of the country. We shall see. Let's see here. This has to do with a little bit of the conversation this morning on the stadiums. I heard someone say years ago, if stadiums were such a great investment, the owners would pay for them. Well, there have been a few that have paid for them in recent years. I think the stadium up in Foxborough, where the Patriots play, I think that that is privately funded. However, they do get some tax breaks. Okay, so yes, it is. The privately funded exceptions such as Gillette Stadium and Patriots and the SoFi Stadium where the Rams and Chargers play were primarily or entirely privately financed. However, again, there is the infrastructure around those facilities that the taxpayers must fund. And in some cases, taxpayers do vote for bonds for stadiums. That was a big, 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 big issue in St. Petersburg, Florida in the 80s with the Rays. Now, St. Petersburg, and most of Florida, it's you have retirees from the Northeast. Somehow this thing got pushed through. Somehow it got pushed through where many of the citizens didn't want it. They didn't want to be taxed. Anyway, and it's still a somewhat of a debate down there because of the what the Rays, they've been trying to move elsewhere. It's a it's in the old part of St. Pete. It's a very ugly stadium. I've been to it probably 15 times. And again, in old St. Pete, and well, you can figure if it's old St. Pete, the neighborhood, what it is what it is. Although there haven't been that many problems there. But for the taxpayers to fund billionaires, to me, is completely crazy. I don't know why people do it. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I live on Vine Street, and I heard that they got an award from 1st Street to 24th. I mean, 24th Street?
That's west of Vine Street.
Oh, okay. Exactly. I'm sorry. I must be misunderstanding.
Chris, this has to do with the fire, right?
Right. It's a they're granted as a FireWise USA community, which basically just recognizes some efforts to become more fire resilient, and it could mean some discounts to insurance on the properties, but these are for properties west of Vine Street from First Street to 24th Street.
Yes. West is like close to Savage Spirits and things like that?
That's east.
Oh, that's east?
Correct.
Okay. And so it wouldn't be that Vine Street then. Is that correct?
I don't think so.
No, it's the Vine Street, you know, that's just a block in from, or two blocks in from Spring Street.
Yes.
So you don't live, which side do you live on?
I live on the 21st Street, and my I live closest to Martin Final on the corner.
Okay, so that's you're just a block away from Vine Street then, right?
No, I live on Vine Street.
Okay. Chris, again, what is that the stipulation from First?
From First to 24th Street, but I don't know for certain if it counts Vine Street itself. I don't think so, though. But for properties west of there, that would be places like Chestnut Street, Olive Street, for instance.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you're welcome. All right. So anyway, with the public funding, there have been some recent projects. Now, listen to the money for this. The Buffalo Bills, $850 million. The Tennessee Titans, $2.3 billion. The Chicago Bears, $1.5 billion. They have secured significant public funding. Now, again, I don't know if those were votes of the people, because one of the things that I pointed out earlier this morning is that these people that are in favor of this, they say, well, it's going to add X amount of money, you know, jobs and all this stuff. That has not panned out. So what they have promised has not been delivered. It cost the taxpayers money. But again, if they voted for this, then they get what they deserve. They get what they deserve. Why anybody would vote for even going back 20 or 30 years for millionaires or the billionaires for their stadiums with a threat. Well, we're going to pull the team then. I don't care. You can pull the team. All right, here we only got a couple of seconds left here. You know, I mentioned this morning, well, the trivia question was on the Harlem Globetrotters and who was one of the honorary, 10 honorary members, and one is, the question was a comedian, it was Whoopi Goldberg. Now, here's something. It was on this day in 1974, has nothing to do with the Harlem Globetrotters, though, that Tricky Dick, President Richard Nixon, played the piano for the opening of the Grand Old Opry. It was the new Opry down there in Nashville. And on the piano, Tricky Dick played God Bless America. And he changed the lyrics a little bit to God Bless America, I Am Not a Crook. Just kidding on that part. All right, that is it for this Monday edition here on The Right Choice.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's Office has released details of a reported inmate death in the county jail. 48-year-old Trinidad Castilleja of San Luis Obispo was pronounced dead on March 14th at about 8:59 p.m. The Sheriff's Office says the investigation for his death is ongoing, but foul play is not suspected. The City of Atascadero announced they'll be holding the next Coffee with the Planner series this week. On March 19th at 9 a.m., join Atascadero City Planners at Malibu Brew to discuss this month's topics, the 2045 General Plan Zoning Code Update and Associated Draft Environmental Impact Report. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the mid-80s, it's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, I've got a local lady who won first prize at the Westminster Dog Show. Tina Price will join me. And then Again, Susanna is still on maternity leave, but the Manhattan Project will be featured. Enjoy that. Enjoy your afternoon. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors. The moms and pops, small business, keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.